HWSR girls basketball coach David Cope joins me here on Radio On the Go Sports as we get ready for this first round playoff matchup against GMG. And coach, thanks for taking some time here today. Before we talk about this game specifically, just looking back at the last couple games, it looks like you guys have competed a little bit closer with some teams. You know, 48-29 a loss against Colo Nesco, 46-29 against Sumner Fredericksburg. So how would you kind of describe these last few games for your team?
Yeah, both of those games, I felt like watching the game, we could win for sure. And we just did some things that hurt ourselves. You know, we didn't take care of the basketball the whole game in both of the games. We didn't make free throws. And that just ended up being what hurt us in the end.
So going back to, you know, maybe and whether it be those couple games or throughout the last couple weeks of the season here, any kind of, you know, individual performances or things as a team that kind of stuck out to you that have kind of helped to shown some of the things you guys have been kind of working on here this year?
Yeah, you know, we're starting to play more as a team. And I think, you know, you talk about it all the time. You want to be playing your best basketball when you get to postseason. And some teams struggle with that. You know, last year I thought we weren't playing necessarily our best when we got to postseason. And with this year's team, you know, it's different about what our best is than, you know, previous years. But from day one to now, we are night and day a better team, and we continue to get better. We just have to put it together for four quarters, and we haven't done that yet. We get a little closer every game, and like you said, the scores keep getting a little closer. So hopefully we can put it all together here versus GMG.
Yeah, so they're coming into this one with an 11-10 overall record, so a little bit above 500 for those guys. I know they play in a different league, the Iowa Star, so maybe their strength of schedule a little different than your guys is certainly. But what's kind of your take on that team as you kind of have scouted those guys?
Yeah, you know, they're well coached. They got some quality players for sure. We got to stop their posts and make sure we stay in front and we are getting rebounds. If we can get them in foul trouble, you know, I think that'll be one of the storylines of the game is which team gets in foul trouble first. Because I don't know that either team has a really deep bench. They do play, you know, they've played 9-10 girls, but, you know, they have their 6 or 7 or 8 that they like to play. So, you know, we'll see how the game's officiated. If it's tight, you know, we got to keep our hands off. But no, I think we can compete with them. You know, they're just like us. They got 2 seniors and then a bunch of freshmen, sophomores. You know, just like us, you know, we have 2 seniors and then a bunch of underclassmen and some juniors. So, you know, I think it's just going to be who makes more free throws, who turns it over less, and then who puts the ball in the hoop more.
Yeah, certainly. You probably just said it there, but I was just going to ask, you know, the biggest X factors for your team, you think, going into a game like this, you know, and no matter what happens, what do you want to see out of your team here in this game?
Yeah, you know, just fight. You know, we've talked about it. You know, we haven't won a game yet, but with the attitude and hustle we play most of the nights, you can't tell that we haven't won a game. And that's credit to the girls on the team. And they don't quit and they don't want to quit. And, you know, we have all the confidence in the world that we can get a win here. You know, we just got to put 4 quarters together. You know, the last 2 games, like I said, we've had 15 good minutes, 18 good minutes, 20 good minutes. But we have to have 32 good minutes if we want to get a win.
All right. Just about out of time for now. But any final thoughts you'd like to share?
Nope. We're going to give it our all. Hopefully we can get our first win and move on to the next round.
All right, that's HWSR girls basketball coach David Cope. The opening tip-off is right around the corner.